On behalf of His Excellency Bishop Kelly, Bishop Carroll, and Bishop Sante, the priests and brothers at Immaculate Heart Seminary, Mother Mary Bosco and the Daughters of Mary, I wish you a very blessed and happy Christmas. The epistle for the first Mass of Christmas is taken from St. Paul's epistle to Titus, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that, denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. At that time, there went forth a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This first enrollment was made by Cyrenus, the governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds watching, and keeping the night watches over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone round them. And they feared with a great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. These words are taken from the Gospel of this evening's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, when King David was a young boy, he was a shepherd. He watched and protected his sheep in the fields and pastures of the Holy Land near a little town called Bethlehem. Often as he watched and tended to his sheep, he would pray and sing hymns, many of which he composed himself. In the quiet fields and hills, he would often think about God. He would think about the promised Messiah, the great King who would redeem his people. What kind of a man this Messiah would be, David would think to himself. And he would reflect on how great and powerful, how virtuous the Savior would be. And David desired with all of his heart that perhaps one day he would meet the Messiah or simply look upon him. But even though David was great and holy, even though he was, as sacred scripture says, a man after God's own heart, we know that David would never have the privilege of seeing Christ and being in his presence. For David lived long before the Messiah would be born. A 1,000 years after the death of David, one night, in the very same fields and pastures near the little town of Bethlehem, a new group of poor, lowly shepherds tended their flock. This night, although it was bitter, cold night in the open fields of the Holy Land, it was nevertheless a peaceful night, a silent night. And as the shepherds dutifully watched their flock, suddenly a brilliant glow shone about them. It was an angel of the Lord who appeared to these humble and fearful shepherds. "Fear not," said the angel, "for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The angel was telling these shepherds of all people, that the long foretold Messiah, the Savior of the whole world, was born that very night. And the angel informed the shepherds that they would find the Savior, the long-awaited King, in the little town of Bethlehem. They would find him not as a royal king, but rather as an infant, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. The shepherds then saw a heavenly army of angels filling the night sky as they heard the glorious praises of the choirs of angels. Never, says one author, never had angels appeared in such glory. And they were singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." The shepherds quickly gathered up their belongings, and with haste they ran to the little town of Bethlehem. Some of the shepherds, no doubt, threw some of the little lambs over their shoulders as they hurried to see the Lord. Having finally arrived at the stable, my dear faithful, just imagine how surprised the shepherds must have been. After having seen the heavenly glory of the angels, the magnificent angels, they find their Messiah, the infant king, so poor and so lowly. He was laid in a manger, surrounded by animals, sheep and cattle. His mother, the humble virgin, and Saint Joseph, they too looked as poor pilgrims. But the shepherds saw that there was clearly joy on their faces. Remember, my dear faithful, that the shepherds had been fearful when the angels appeared to them. But now, seeing their divine king, the shepherds no longer experienced fear, for he was just a tiny infant. And so the shepherds approached the Messiah and with confidence knelt beside the manger to adore their God. Some authors even say that the gentle Virgin Mother allowed these poor men to hold the infant Christ. And we can imagine, my dear faithful, what those moments of holding God as a little babe must have been. What David longed to see, the shepherds had right before them in all its beautiful reality and truth. Who can estimate the happiness of the shepherds that glorious night? And we can be sure that the shepherds spent as much time as they could there with the Holy Family, on that first blessed Christmas night. And then after that, they took their leave, leaving the Holy Family to rest. And with that, the shepherds disappear. Before and after the apparition of the angels, nothing is really known about these privileged men, these shepherds. Their names are not known like that of David. However, this one ray of glory, the glory of the newborn Savior, fell upon them. And that sufficed to make these shepherds famous and memorable forever. In fact, we know that we cannot keep Christmas without the shepherds. They are a part of every nativity scene. They are blessed and dear to all Christians. My dear faithful, it is Christmas evening, and we are privileged just like those shepherds were. For we, my dear faithful, have the Mass and the sacraments. We have Christmas Mass when so many in the world do not. And we will have before us the true and real presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. We are celebrating Christmas in the best way possible by the holy sacrifice of the Mass and celebrating Christmas with our divine Savior, the Christ Child. He who was born today will shortly be sacramentally on our altar. We will have what even King David did not have, what King David had dreamed of and had longed for. And my dear faithful, we will have the opportunity to receive the Christ Child in Holy Communion, just as the shepherds on that cold wintry night approached the manger and even held the divine infant. We too, my dear faithful, can hold the divine infant within our soul. And so on this holy night, let us approach him with confidence. And if we are able, let us receive our divine Savior in Holy Communion. And when you do receive him, think of what you would tell the babe if you were actually holding him in Bethlehem. After Holy Communion, ask your divine Savior for help. Speak to him of your crosses and troubles. Ask him for those graces that you need. Ask him to watch over your family, to guide and protect you and your household. There is always something, if we really think about it, there is always something that we would want to tell our divine King. Whether it is our troubles and difficulties, or whether it's our joys, or something that we need. And if for some reason we are unable to receive him in Holy Communion this evening, remember, my dear faithful, that he will still be present on our altar, and we can receive him spiritually into our hearts by making acts of charity and adoration, those acts of thanksgiving. We can thank our divine King, the infant Savior, for giving himself to us. Thank him for becoming a man to redeem us. How much God must really and truly love us, and how much he must really love us in particular here in this chapel. For as I mentioned before, this Christmas we have Christ truly present. When so many people in the world, those who even celebrate Christmas, either do not have Christ or don't even remember Christ. And so, my dear faithful, let us this evening show our divine Savior that we, like the shepherds, do care about him, and that we will not forget him. We will not forget him who is the Savior of the world, who will soon be present on our altar, whose birth we celebrate today, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May God bless you, and may you have a blessed and merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.